The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Please stand with me to Psalm 105. Psalm 105 and verse 37. Verse number 37. The Bible says he brought them forth also with silver and gold, not one person among their tribes. Take it again. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe. God brought Israel forth. Not one of them was seen to be feeble or weak amongst them. So two things in this verse of scripture. The first one is that he brought them forth with silver and gold. That means in their deliverance, there were other things. And in addition to that, there was silver and gold. And number two, none of them were feeble among the tribes. So all the 12 tribes, everybody was strong. Before I go further to explain it, I'll read from Exodus chapter 3. Verse 21, Exodus 3:21. And I will grant this people such favor, Exodus 3:21. And I will grant this people such favor in the sight of the Egyptians that when you leave, you will not go away empty-handed. And I will grant this people such favor, God was referring to Israel, in the sight of the Egyptians, that when you leave, you will not go away empty-handed. Today I declare to you that you will not leave the presence of God empty-handed. Your hands will be filled. Life field. God will fill you with understanding. Understanding should get a bigger amen. God will fill you with wisdom. God will fill you with the spirit of might. I said he will fill you with the spirit of power and spirit of sound mind. You are not leaving the presence of God empty-handed. Today your hands will be filled. It will be filled with the treasures of God. It will be filled with the heritage of God. It will be filled with the blessings of God. You will not leave here empty-handed. If you know you are not leaving empty-handed, then let your shout and clap be louder than anybody else's in the room. I say you are not leaving here empty-handed. I am not living here empty-handed. I am laying hold on what is mine. I am taking what is mine by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life will not be empty. My life will be filled with the glory of God. My life will be filled with the presence of God. Your life will be filled with the power of God in the name of Jesus. Can you shout the loudest amen to God's glory? But let me start the scripture. Israel had been in Egypt. The time they were in Egypt, or the time they arrived in Egypt, Joseph was on the throne. So the period in which Joseph was on the throne, there were no hardships. There were no challenges. There were no difficulties. None of them were slaves. But some years following the death of Joseph, then their problem started. Some theologians said their problem started between 80 and 100 years before they left Egypt. So they were there. They were free men and women. They were there. They were free to develop themselves. But the Bible says after Joseph died, there came a Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph. A Pharaoh that would not remember Joseph, didn't go through the history to honor the memory of what Joseph had done. But looking at the way that Israel were multiplying, as a matter of fact, they were growing faster numerically than the Egyptians. So one Egyptian king said that the midwives should kill any male child born in their hands. But because they feared God, they spared the life of these young ones. So the difficulty started before Moses was born. So Moses will grow up partially in the house of Pharaoh till he was 40. And then he will leave the house of Pharaoh to be on the backside of the desert for another 40 years, making a total of 80 years. And Moses will get married to one of the Midianite women, and his father-in-law Jethro would assign him with responsibilities of being a shepherd, tending the flock of the family. Now, while Moses was there, God was taking him through discipline and training, preparing him to bring him back to the land where he was born and spared. The Bible says God met Moses in the burning bush experience. And although the bush was burning, it was consumed. And as he drew near to look at that amazing spectacle, he heard the voice of God saying, "Your sandals, for I am the God of your fathers." And God told him that, "I have seen the affliction of my people and I've heard their cries." At this time, Israel was not the only nation that was in bondage, but God always has a plan for his people. There may be many people broke in your neighborhood, many people broke in the market, but God has a plan for his children. You're not getting what I'm saying. The fact that there are difficult times and some people are broke does not mean that God has forgotten about you. He said that, "I have seen the afflictions and I have heard their cries. So I am electing you, Moses, as a deliverer. I am empowering you and sending back spirit where you run away from, that by my mighty hand, I will wrought many signs and wonders through you. And eventually I'll bring deliverance to the household of Israel. And so your message is there, and tell them, let my people go. Today I have a similar message, and I have come under the anointing of the Spirit to tell you, let my people go. Devil, let the people of God go. Enemy, let the poor go. Let the oppressed go. We release them by the power of God. We deliver them by the finger of God. We rebuke the works of darkness. And we declare that them that the Son shall set free shall be free indeed. I thought your clap would be better than before. Your shout will be much better than before. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, God told Moses right there in the wilderness while he was speaking to him. Verse 21, what we just read. And I will grant this people, the people I'm sending you to, the Israelites, such favor in the sight of the Egyptians that when you leave, you will not be empty-handed. I grant this people who are listening to me. Oh, you're not smart. You heard it well. You shout. You always wait for God will give these people I'm speaking to favor. Whether online or in person in the service, God will give these people favor. They have stuck with you again for 100 years. Four hundred and thirty years. And God was telling them that you have lived in that land empty-handed. But what I'm going to do is going to be a compensation. God is going to compensate you. You served in another home, God will compensate you. You served in a business where you were not. They give you nothing, but God will give you something. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Your retirement, security skin for you. If you will believe in it, access it, I will release it to you. God said, what I'm going to give you, you don't really deserve it. But because of my mercy, I feel you should be higher than where you are. I feel you should have acquired much more than you have now. So I'm going to bring you to the place where you be. But before I do that, I recognize that the Egyptians, especially the women, have gold and they have silver and they have raiments, they have attires. What I'm going to do is that I am going to release to you the silver of the Egyptians. And I didn't hear an amen. You are not saying amen. Me, I'm saying amen. No. The way I'm shouting, you don't know. The people here are not saying any amen at all. Let me stay again. Those five people who are saying amen, God bless them and distinguish them from everybody else. God said, what I'm about to do will shock you. What I'm about to do will blow your mind. The people who have not been kind to you will be kind to you. The people who have not been merciful to you will be merciful to you. I'm prophesying. The people who have not been gracious to you will be gracious to you. The people who have not respected you will start respecting you. The people who have dishonored you will start honoring you. Before you leave there, you will go there, and by the favor I will give you, you will plunder their goods. I say you will plunder their goods. You will literally pluck from them what they have. It's just like walking in the streets in a place that is notorious for robberies. And you have your phone, you have your iPad, you have your backpack with your laptop inside and some other precious things inside. And then two people come against you and say, surrender. And they threaten you with an object that if you don't surrender, they will harm you. So you give away the phone, you give away the iPad, you take off your backpack and give it to them. They have plundered you. But I'm saying, God says this time, there will be a legitimate plundering in my house. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. You are going to take it somehow by force, but by my favor. Oh, you are going to get back your things. You are going to get back your things. The things that you lost in yesteryear, God is going to give them back to you. Shout a big amen. I don't want an amen of last year. I want a fresh amen of this year. Mashondelebe kiastaya. Ayama mandiri mitua. Ayelele mamandiri mikaya. Ayelelelelelelelelelele. So God told the Israelite women, go to the Egyptian women. And the word in the Bible is that, and borrow from them, number one, their silver, number two, their gold, and number three, their raiment. It sounds strange that somebody has saved you as a house help. And then after many years, the person says, I want your gold chain. I want your silver so and so. And I want your best attire that you use for the wedding of your firstborn. The way you will look at the person, come across shin ya ma gose ma wa abi antone. But God, when God gives you favor, very unusual things happen. The most unlikely things happen. The one who is as mean and as hard as anything will be abundantly generous to you. Can you imagine telling the house help, which of my cars do you like? Oh, I didn't hear an amen. That is exactly what happened. Can you imagine a house boy who has served and the attire I'm wearing is my height, the same size as me, and say, Daddy, I want this one for to marry a lady from my village. My God. Jesus said, are you able to drink from the cup which I drink? But that's exactly what happened. And in your life as a Christian, don't imagine things are impossible. For what is impossible with men is possible with God. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Oh, shout a better amen. them forth with silver and gold. So this is where the silver came from. This is where the gold came from. And this is where the apples came from. I have good news for you. If you are looking for your wardrobe to be changed, then follow the instructions I'm giving now. If you are looking for your bank to be filled and for your business to prosper and for you to get the monies that you need to go ahead, then shout as much as you can and clap to the glory of God. May divine favor drop. May divine favor drop upon your life right now. May the favor of God fall upon your household, upon your life, upon your spouse, upon your grandchildren, upon your great-grandchildren. May the favor of God fall in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I like that. May God bless you exceeding abundantly above that which you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, and some of you are going to get more blessings. It will flow and will not cease. It will flow and will not cease. You will enter the land flowing with milk and honey. He brought them forth with silver and gold, and none of them was feeble. None of them was weak. I claim the blessings in this scripture for this congregation. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. None of you shall be weak. None of you shall be feeble. None of you shall be afraid. None of you shall be faint-hearted. None of you shall waver. None of you shall stumble and fall. None of you shall falter. None of you shall stagger. You shall not be weak. You shall not be weak. I say you shall not be weak. The Bible says, as thy years, so shall thy strength be. In other words, if you are 20, you will have the strength of a 20-year-old man. And 20-year-old guys have fresh strength because the glory of the youth is in their strength. But God says, according to my word, by the time you are 40, you will have twice the strength of a 20-year-old guy. Shall I by extension say that if you are 30 or 25, then you will have double the strength? Because as thy years, so shall thy strength. Your mental strength must double. Your emotional strength shall be a blessing to you. Your financial strength must more than quadruple. Oh, come on, shout amen. In your retirement, you'll be richer than when you were 35. You'll be far richer. You'll be richer. Checks that you couldn't sign when you were 40 years old, you will start signing the checks without looking back and your checks will never bounce at the bank. So, and none was feeble amongst them. In the Hebrew means none stumbled, none faltered, none fainted, none fell, and none wavered. It means when we hear the word of God, we must not doubt it. When we hear the word of God, we must believe it with all our hearts. When we hear the word of God, we must embrace it and take it into our hearts and say, this word shall be performed in my life. And he brought them forth with silver and gold, and none of them was weak. People stumbled, wavered amongst them. Everybody was solid in their confidence and in their trust of Jehovah. Oh, in the book of Romans, the Bible says, Abraham, against hope, he hoped against hope. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, that means what Jehovah had promised him, he was also able to perform. The word stagger in Romans chapter 4 verse 20 means, if we say somebody staggered according to the Old Testament, then the person doubted, the person hesitated, the person behaved in a way that was opposite to the word of God, the person withdrew from the word instead of getting attached to the word. So if the Bible is saying Abraham staggered not, then that means that Abraham did not doubt. He did not hesitate. His actions were not at variance with the word of God. His actions were not opposite from the word. And his actions were not withdrawn from the word. But the Bible says the way he achieved this was by constantly giving glory to God. In other words, he was giving praise. He was giving worship to God. So it's not out of place. If I ask you now to give glory to God, the highest way, the highest way. Oh. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, not doubting, for he gave glory to God because he was fully persuaded and convinced that he who had promised was also able to perform. The same person has promised you your life will be better than this. He has promised you that the land that was taken away from you, he will restore it. He has promised you that he will take you beyond this stage. He has promised you that he will glorify your life. He will beautify your life. He will confirm his life, your life, with signs and wonders following. Why don't you clap for once and shout? Oh, come on, give glory to my God. Give glory to the living God. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. I say, give. Abraham gave glory. So he didn't stagger. He didn't waver. He didn't say faith declarations were made on the 31st. And it is maybe now 17th January. And it is about more than 10 days to the end of the month. Can I suggest something to you? you are not going to live by the end of mandates anymore. You will not need to go to the finance department and ask when is payday. Every day to you will be payday. You see, it is what you believe that happens. I say to you, every day shall be a payday. You know, God used somebody to bless me a lot last year. And when I was talking to the person said, Reverend, you can't imagine what I sowed into your life. I ripped it back 3-4 times. In other words, if throughout the year he spent about a minimum of $10,000 on me, he's saying that right now I'm carrying $40,000. Now, I'm just hypothetically speaking. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And I'm saying to you, this year, every day shall be a payday. Every day. Then he added, he said, Reverend, this year, I will do more than I did last year. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Tell the next person. You can't size me because I'll be running faster, faster, faster. You can't monitor me. I'll be moving faster, faster. I'll be advancing. I'll be progressing. Things will just change in my life for the better. Shout, yeah! This year, God will do better than last year for you. So Abraham staggered not at the promises of God in unbelief. Now listen to me. When Abraham started, he staggered. How do I know he staggered? After he had received the promise, when he was 75, and he was now getting to the 90s, an angel of the Lord appeared, and he said, Lord, what will thou give me, seeing I have Eliezer, this child in my house, because your promise of Isaac has not come to pass. Then God repeated the promise and said, in multiplying, I will multiply you. In blessing, I will bless you. I'm repeating the blessings of God to you. I say, God says he will multiply you. God says he will bless you. He will increase you and lift you high and make your name great, that you'll be a blessing instead of being a liability. So that was the first staggering. The second staggering, Sarah suggested to Abraham, why don't we, you know, decide that Hagar hasn't got fruitfulness problems? So why don't we allow her make babies with you, so these children will be in my name? You know, God can be a quiet God. He was in the touchline, watching how the coach was changing the players. And when they finished, God said, it is not Eliezer, it is not Ishmael that I have chosen. I have chosen Isaac. So push Ishmael aside. There are things that have the semblance of a blessing, and they can likely hinder the major things that God will do. Push it aside. Because a greater than what you have experienced is coming. Push it aside. Push it aside. So if you say Abraham did not stagger, it is not true. But the testimony is that there was a turnaround. Are you getting what I'm saying? There was a turnaround in Abraham's life. In other words, Abraham reached a point where things had to change. And I believe prophetically, you and I are at that point right now. That as we release our confidence in the word that is being preached today, something will change. I don't know. Before evening, you may see it. Maybe by tomorrow morning, you will see it. By the close of the month, you will see it. Into next month, you will see it. Or the month after next, you will see it. But something is changing. I said, something is changing. Your job may change. Your income may change. Your circumstances may change. Your situation may change. Something is changing. God is gracious. He didn't count the faltering of Abraham earlier. He pushed it aside and said, Abraham, I'm going to relate to you now the way you are relating to me. Sometimes some of you put your faults too much in front of you. When you go to pray, your faults are there. You have confessed about it before Kufuor left office. You confessed after Atta Mills came to office as president. Then you still confess when John Mahama came. Now that Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo is about to leave office, you are still confessing. Because whether it is Bawumia or whether it is John Mahama, we don't know. There must be a stop to your confessions. Today is your last confession. So if you want to confess, confess now and write it that this is my last confession of the mistake I did yesterday. God has been gracious to me. He has been merciful to me. Now he's going to deal with me like Abraham. I may have faltered, but God says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. And I declare, I will stagger not at the promises of God, because God will give me that husband that I missed. He will give me that wife that I missed. He will give me that child of the promise. The child is coming. The child is coming. By the power of God, the business is coming. The profits are coming. The increase is coming. The favor is coming. God. Abraham said, there are faults with me, but God has perfected me. I accept the perfections of God. So I walk with him and I accept him like he accepts me. The way he thinks about me is how I think about myself. He says, your sins are forgiven. Oh, you shout amen. So Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he who had promised was also able to bring to pass. There is a turning point for you. A turning point to believe and trust that God has completed the work that he's doing. And the children of Israel, according to Exodus 12:35, want to borrow the vessels. That word borrow means you demand or request in the original. In the Hebrew, that word borrow means you go and demand or request. So Exodus 12:35, it says they went and borrowed the Egyptian jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And God gave Israel favor. Exodus 12:36. And God gave Israel favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. They plundered them. I said favor is equal to grace. Favor makes people well disposed to you. Favor makes people generous and kind toward you. Favor will bring respect and friendliness, and favor will bring acceptance. Some people that rejected you will accept you in the name of. Look at Psalm 84 before I continue. Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. Nothing good will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. For the Lord is a sun. When the sun shines, it brings sustenance. Plants are able to take the sunlight for their photosynthesis and prepare their food. The sun gives light. But the Bible also reveals another dimension of the sun to us. And it says in the book of Malachi that Jesus is the Sun of righteousness. That he will arise with healing in his wings. He's the S-U-N of righteousness. He's the Sun of righteousness. And he will arise with healing in his wings. Today you can't go to the Lord's table and your life will be the same. God is a sun and a shield. God's presence will bring sustenance of life. God's presence will bring illumination and direction. And God's presence as the sun will mean the sun of righteousness will arise upon us with healing in his wings. If you know the healing has reached where you are seated, can I hear you shout and clap? Mashanda bakia, ayelele bakaya moselele bakia, ayama mandiri bikaya brosh telele babandiri bikaya, ayama mandiri. Let there be healings, diverse kinds of healings. Let there be physical restoration, emotional restorations, psychological restorations. Let there be healings of all kinds. So the Bible says God is a sun and a shield. The word shield means that God is our protector. Can I hear an amen? God is our defense. Then the Bible says the Lord will give you grace, which means favor, and glory, which means he will add weight and splendor to you. It's in the Bible. The Lord will give you what? Oh, come on. Still in Psalm 84, verse 11. The Lord will give you what? Grace. And the Lord will give you what? Glory. There are two things there. I want you to live here knowing that you have those things. The Lord will give you grace, which means he will give you favor. Which means it will make people get favorably disposed to you. Which means the people will be more friendly to you. As soon as they see you, what they couldn't grant you, they will grant it to you. But the Bible says he will not just give grace. He will give glory. And glory brings weight upon your things. If your bank account was left with only some $20, or 60 cities, when God's presence comes into it, it brings weight upon your account. But your pocket is too small for what God will do. In fact, I see weight coming into your wallet and your bag and your purse. But these are still too small to contain what God will do. So I prophesy, whether you have a bank account or not, I prophesy, may God bring weight onto your account. May God bring weight. May He bring glory into your life. That when people see you, they will not treat you as if you don't matter. But they will say, that is that Kwansma? Hey, Kwansma. Ni wa ye fe de. And the American fante. The fante owners are laughing at me. Ni acho he fi phone again. Acho ni nunchole e wula le wa neke. I say something is changing in your life. Weight is coming to you. The light weight is going. Weight is coming. The devil will not kick you about anymore. Divine weight, divine glory is coming upon you. Who were delivered from Egypt. It says, now we know that we were not redeemed. The word redeemed means to be released as a result of paying the ransom. In Nigeria, there are lots of kidnappings. Normally, they target rich, wealthy, and prominent people in the society, and they capture them. So sometimes, a doctor in practice may be sitting in his consulting room, and armed men will go there and take him away. And somehow, they will use the phone of the person they have arrested to call the family and tell them that they must come and pay some money so that their relative will not be killed and will be released early. I find it interesting that the Nigerian police, and Nigerians, forgive me, I'm not bashing you. The Nigerian police know who the people are. And they can go and get the person for you on condition that you pay the ransom. You pay the money they want. And they go and bring the person, and the people are not arrested. So the trade has been growing. And that any prominent person can just be arrested. So when you find like the crew of an airline, like KLM, British Airways, who arrived there, the number of policemen with police vehicles that accompanied them from the airport to the hotel is plenty with guns. Because if they arrest one person, it will cost the British government like £500,000 sterling, something like that. So, the Bible is saying that we were arrested, we were captured by the devil. And he took us far away. And nobody knew where we were. And nobody could pay the price the devil was asking for. The ransom was too high. There was only one person who could pay the ransom. And he paid it with his life. And the man is Jesus. Can you celebrate him? Oh, let Jesus know you are grateful. Let Jesus know you are grateful. Let Jesus know you are very grateful that where you couldn't deliver yourself, he paid for you to be free. Now, if he paid for your life to be free, then he also paid for you to be free from your sickness. Then he also paid for you to be freed from poverty. So you can't be born again poor when you go born again, and after 25 years, die again poor. The Bible says, mark a perfect man. His end is peace. The word for peace there is shalom. And one of the meanings of shalom is prosperity. So the end of a perfect man is prosperity. Church. The Bible says, for as much as we know that we were not redeemed, we were not released by corruptible things such as silver and gold. Now, you see, when Israel was living, they needed the silver and gold. Later on, God will ask them for the silver and the gold to build the tabernacle. So it was important. Now God is saying, those things are perishable. The Bible says that at the end of age, the elements of this world will burn with a certain heat that will melt everything. We say when gold goes into fire, it becomes better. It is true, but God is going to send some fire which will melt everything. So these things are corruptible. We can't depend on them. But there are things of eternal value. And the Bible is teaching us. The Bible says the thing that we were delivered with, which is of eternal value, is the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I beg you to shout and clap because of the power of the blood? I'll come to this shout again. But the Bible says that some of these corruptible things that you are putting your confidence in, the Bible says in that verse that you have learned this tradition from your ancestors. You have learned this tradition from your fathers. Listen to me. I remember when I was young, and there's an infant who's having hiccups. They will say, go and find a piece of white thread and put it on top of the head. Where just a fluid like breast milk can just take that thing away. Some traditions tell you that go to the cemetery and put uto with egg on the grave so that your fathers who are dead will rise and come and eat the otor with egg. I won't like otor. If it were me and I have opportunity to get up and eat, then I will want a buffet. When I finish eating, then I go back into the place. So we learn these things through our fathers. And the Bible says that these things are of no value. When a woman becomes bereaved and she becomes a widow, they will put her in a room. And as if to drive away some spirit, as if to punish her. This is of no use. Walk into church. We lay hands on you. You are free. You want a man to come and bath for you. A man, you're a woman. Come and bath for you with some leaves. I go watch you. Now keep clapping. I'm trying to highlight a few of our traditions which don't benefit us, but which we have held on to. And if we don't take care, lives will be destroyed. But when you hold on to the word, you will never be ashamed. Never. In order to drive a demon away, if the devil feared Ayilo, like the places where, is it lime what? What is it called? Lime what? Quick lime. I think it's quick lime. Where the places where quick lime is produced, there will be no demon there. But go there and see. You'll find the same poverty. So you mean when you paint your face like that, then the devil has said, the devil has painted his face already. So he fears no further painting. They make you fear so that if you don't do it, they say contribute for the maintenance of the God. You can't stand before me when I was even in my early Christian days. You have allowed people to toss you around the finger and impose on you what contradicts the word of God, which does not please God. A child is born. Common wisdom will tell you that you don't put akpeteshi into the mouth of the child, because they tell you for like 6 months running, 1 year running, it should be holy breast milk. Then somebody comes to put akpeteshin, kill me quick, agogulo, VC10. And you bring forth, you're a child of God, and you say, I will just allow. I didn't allow it. Oh, there were relatives who wouldn't talk to me, but I'll go away for a long time. I won't let them see me. Then they'll ask, so where is Tete? I will make you miss me. They were to do one during our engagement. I said, no. I won't do it in the place they want. I want to do it elsewhere. And I said, they won't talk to me. So when we started bringing forth, I didn't show up in the house. Firstborn, no. Second born, no. It was the third born. Some time had elapsed. They said, oh, let Tete come. Then I went with my troop. He said, oh, your children are beautiful. I said, yes, now you own. I said, oh, you The Bible says, inasmuch as you know that you have not been redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold, and you know you have been redeemed by the precious blood. By the precious blood. When we say something is precious, it means that it is, number one, of high value, and number two, it's not readily available. Oil is precious. So that's why those countries which have oil, they dictate what they want to the world. You can't talk to them. The Bible says the blood of Jesus is very precious. Somebody will say, and you're suffering in you, Elena, you are Elena, you're in Lenoni, you are. Listen, Israel were asked to kill a million year old lamb without blemish and sprinkle their doorposts and their lintel with the blood of the lamb, and an angel of death will pass through the land. And God said, when I, Yahweh, Jehovah, I see the blood, I will direct the angel of death to pass over you. Today, there is no longer that bunch of plant, the hyssop, with which you sprinkle, but it's your tongue. The blood of Jesus is just flowing. And I'm going to ask you, I don't know what power you want to work around you to deliver you, to free you, to restore you, to promote you. That death which has been chasing you in the family, that spirit that wants to make you small and crush you and paralyze you, today you have victory over it in the name. I want to join you in this shout. And I want you to also join. There's some of us who are not shout. Come on. Kaboblai. Shout. For God has given you the victory. Come and put your hands together and shout. Ayelerebe kiastaya. Ayima tunderebe kaya. Ayelere makaya breasteke tuataya. Ayemi akondere bekaya breast telere bakaya. Ayemi angmataya breast telere bakaya. We release the power of the blood. We release the anointing of God. We release the grace that covers and protects and delivers from premature death. We declare that the whole of this year none shall die. You will save us. You will deliver us. You will liberate us. You have paid the ransom. You have paid the price for our redemption. We shall not be under slavery. We shall not be under bondage. We shall not be slaves to the devil. We are free. We are free by the power of the word. Oh, those outside, let me hear you shout. Lama manduri bikaya. Ayelelelele kia basaya. Oh, lift up your voice, somebody. Imanduri mikanda ramashaya. Ayandiri mikaya brastakata. Luakata ya brekebesia.
Lendori Mikapa, Zondiri Mikaya, Branda Rebel, Rapa Katikapa, Zondalabapa, Yandele Breakatai.